clean up your whole backyard. You're in your business out.
Clean it up, mister. Right here at Rosie on the House. We're visiting, or I'm visiting. I'm kind of hogging the whole time here. I'm not allowing time for the callers. There is a line open if you'd like to ring in and talk or ask anything about bugs or pests. 1-888-767-4348. We're talking with Shelby Hawkins of Five Star Termite Pest Control. So a social worker moves to Tucson, Arizona, 1979. Her husband is a termite inspector. She becomes infatuated with the industry. And fast forward, Shelby, somehow you end up on Johnson Island being given the chore of rid this island of bugs.
Yes, and it was great.
So give me the short version of how that happened.
How it happened is there was a man who was a headhunter in Tucson, and he had termites, and none of the national companies could get rid of the termites in his house. So he saw me on TV and said, you know, I'm going to try this girl. Long story short, I got rid of the termites. So a couple months later, he calls me up and he says, I'm going to fax you something. And at that time, I was working on doing only above ground application. And that was what I used on Mr. Steinfeld's home, is the foam, doing it above a ground.
Okay.
So he faxes me this letter, and he says, it says, okay, this is 800 miles southwest of Hawaii, called Johnson Atoll. Raytheon, it has been assigned to kill, to get rid of all the roaches and the termites on this island, which hadn't been done in over 20 years.
Okay.
And also, because it was a international fish and wildlife refuge, there was two agents on the island that and at the time I didn't know, but I was under surveillance the whole 5 months I was there.
So we destroyed mustard gas there.
Right.
We practice nuclear bombs,
yes,
on the island.
Mm-hmm.
But they were worried about the fish hatchery.
The fish and the birds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I get it. So anyway, so Ralph faxed me this, and I'm looking at it. I'm going, that'd be kind of interesting. I'd like to do that to get rid of all the bugs. And,
okay.
And the requirement was no chemical on the island because it was a porous atoll. So make a long story short, I sent my then future boss my resume, and he hired me, called me a week later, and I was on an airplane just about a month later to head to Johnson Atoll.
Well, what a hoot. Well, I want you to tell the story next of going underneath the mess hall, 5,000 square foot mess hall. A woman crawls in the hole. It's a crawl space under the mess hall to face off with millions and millions of cockroaches. But before we go to that story, I want to bring a caller in. Kevin is calling from Tucson. He'd actually like to visit with you.
Yes, good morning.
Hey.
I was spinning the dial, and I heard a familiar voice, and I said, that sounded like Shelby Hawkins, and it was. But I got to tell you something about Shelby. She's a wild lady. She's a pilot. She is not afraid of anything. But we've used her for 16 years for pest control. And I've had the same technician for all those 16 years,
wow,
which tells you something about our company. But I do have a question. But before I get to my question, I'll tell you that this summer, I was at my summer place in upstate New York, and I get a call that there's something wrong at my house. Well, long story short, Mama Raccoon somehow got in my home, had four baby raccoons
in
the walls of our home. So who did I call? I called Shelby Hawkins at Five Star, and she sent out a posse, and she rescued the four little adorable raccoons and kept Mama Raccoon happy, so it doesn't get better than that. But here's my question. I know she uses a reverse osmosis, and I got to tell you the truth. I've heard her throw that term around. I don't even know what it means. And so far, I have not had a termite at the Lehman family home. So I'm grateful to her, but I'd love to hear that explanation.
Reverse osmosis, a technique more often affiliated with the water treatment industry, is a big part of what you're doing.
Yeah, and that's where Johnson Island came into play. Because that's how I found out about the reverse osmosis water and using it for the termite program and the pest control program. So the island was very beneficial in many, many ways, but it actually gave me the the most important and the final ingredient in the formulation for the patent. And it, I mean, it works extremely well. But I think what we'll do is we'll finish up on the story on Johnson, and I'll incorporate that at the reverse osmosis water into it, because that's where I found out about it and how well it worked.
So you show up on the island, and one of your first tasks is eliminate it of the rats, and then the mess hall is then like your second objective, and 5,000 square feet. I mean, when you were telling me the story, my skin was crawling.
Well, what happened is I just got on the island, and the mess hall manager came up to me and said, because of you people, I've never passed a health inspection, meaning us pest control people. And I go, okay, I can help you out with that. And he goes, look, lady, roaches, mess hall, and tropics go together. It's not going to happen. And I go, listen, keep that attitude. I really like it.
All right. We're going to be talking more about how you solved the problem at the mess hall on Johnson Island. Man, when you hear about the numbers of roaches she was dealing with, it's absolutely incredible. Developed a system that she then brought back to the States, right here to Tucson, Arizona. And it's a system you're currently using, and as the last caller just attested to, been in the home 16 years and hasn't seen a bug or termite. So can't beat that. I guess you even rescue baby raccoons. I didn't know that part about you. Yeah. So we're talking bugs, we're talking termites. If you'd like to join the conversation, feel free to do so right here at Rosie on the House.